Hi, this is Dave Kahle. You know, a Christian business is a unique force in the world. It operates at two different levels. One, it's a money-making entity in the world, and it delivers goods and services in return for revenue. But now, if you want to build a business and guide or influence a Christian business to reach its potential, then you're interested in both of those pieces. And you know, there's lots of information in the world about how to grow a business and make it more profitable. I mean, there are literally hundreds, maybe even thousands of books written every year, thousands and tens of thousands of blog posts and presentations and seminars and so on making your business bigger and more profitable. That's not the issue. The issue is the other side of the equation. The side of the equation that recognizes a Christian business as a powerful spiritual entity. On that side of it, the situation is exactly the opposite. Not only is there not much information available, but much of the information is designed, maybe not intentionally, but certainly is designed to hinder the spiritual impact of a godly business. And I know that sounds almost shocking, but it's true. While it's very rarely verbalized in such a way, the truth is that the world around us, our culture, and the religious establishment promote certain beliefs and paradigms that have the effect of actually hindering the impact of a Christian business. These are often so subtle that many of us never even recognize that they exist. But let me just mention a few of these beliefs and paradigms that have the impact of hindering the spiritual impact of a Christian business. Here's the first one. That in the world of Christian impact, there are first-class and second-class Christians. First-class Christians are pastors and missionaries and denominational people and people who work in seminaries and so on. And second-class Christians is everybody else, because we're just never going to have the standing and the influence of a professional paid Christian who is paid to do some job, some, quote, ministry. So this idea of first class and second class Christians says to us who are not, you know, ordained, that we don't have a place, an influential place in the kingdom of God. Therefore what we do is not as powerful and not as important as what the pastors and missionaries do. And you know, I've often thought that when you say one thing is special and extraordinary, what does it say about everything else, non-special and ordinary? So when we say that pastors and missionaries are special, we say everybody else is, of course, ordinary. So that's one, you know, that's one. Here's another one. Here's another idea that has currency in our Christian culture, and that is that the purpose of a business is to make money to give to the church. And, I'm not going to be talking about giving at the moment, but the idea that that is the purpose of a Christian business, again, denigrates all of the possible impact that a Christian business can have, the impact it has on employees and vendors. It's a conduit for the transference of God's blessings, economic blessings, as well as leadership development, and on it goes. When we say the sole purpose is to make money to give it to the church, again, what that says is the institution, the church, is more important than the businesses, the Christian businesses that God has ordained. That's a devastating idea. Here's another one. The purpose of a business is solely to make disciples. Now, I understand making disciples, but that's not the sole purpose of a Christian business. Christian business is where you grow closer to God. A Christian business is where you raise up leaders. A Christian business is where you demonstrate spiritual gifts. A Christian business is where you build faith. On and on it goes. There are lots of different identified purposes and functions of a Christian business. Making disciples is only one. And then, of course, there's the idea that that a Christian business really has no spiritual position in the kingdom of God. It's something else. It's just something that you use to make money. But you know what you do on church on Sunday is really important, and what you do on Monday through Friday doesn't really count. And so this idea of compartmentalizing your Christianity and your business has a great deal of currency in our Christian culture. Now, those are just four of the ideas that we may have. I mean, all of us may have these to some degree or another. And the net impact of these ideas is to keep Christian business people in their place, to keep them subservient to the pastors and denominational leaders who are the religious establishment. And when you do that, what you do is take the power out of a Christian business. Christian business people are of the idea that their business really has no spiritual impact, and so they do not attempt to reach the impact that it could have. They just sort of give up at the beginning, thinking that their business is only about making money. Millions of people who could have been blessed and uplifted by a godly business have not, because the business owners have bought into some of these false beliefs and paradigms that have currency among the Christian culture. And that makes these false paradigms one of Satan's greatest coups. I hope that you would take the time to just do a little soul searching. Do you, in fact, believe any of these false paradigms? If so, then I think you need to expand your awareness of how important a business is in the kingdom of God. Again, I'm going to recommend that you read The Good Book on Business, The Good Book on Business. You can look it up on Amazon or any place where books are sold. There is a website called thegoodbookonbusiness.com, www.thegoodbookonbusiness.com, and really expose yourself to what the Bible really has to say about the impact and importance of businesses in the kingdom of God. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye.